from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. As craft beer continues to rise in popularity throughout Missouri, the state legislature is considering expanding the sale of beer at any retailer licensed to sell liquor, including convenience and grocery stores, to beyond simple bottles and cans, to growlers or large jugs that hold draft beer. KBIA's Jack Howard explains.
For more than a year, Aaron Banks investigated crime in a peculiar way. He listened to phone calls from prison inmates to their friends, family, and children on the outside. It is that last one that bothers him the most.
Well, it just their problems kind of became my problems just by proxy. You know, hearing someone else's problems, I just would absorb that.
Banks says when he went home to unwind, a six-pack of whatever just wouldn't do. And he wanted to be with his family while he enjoyed his alternative, craft beer. He would drive all over Missouri to fill up a 32 or 64-ounce beer jug called a growler, essentially a travel container for craft beer. He says he started to think others might want the same thing from a more convenient location. And on the same day he came to this realization, legislation was put before the state House of Representatives to allow retail sales of growlers.
Because I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And then I went on the computer, and I see the growler bill.
State Representative Robert Cornejo says a current version of the bill has already passed the first committee hearing and will soon be headed to the House floor for debate. He says allowing retail growler sales in Phillips will help craft beer lovers and Missouri businesses.
Yeah, you know, if you go back and pull up last year's bill, it was only about two paragraphs, while, you know, this year's version, if you pull it up, it's about, you know, four different sections.
And new revisions have led to no opposition, not even from big beer companies that are buying up smaller breweries that will benefit from greater distribution options. Cornejo says he's worked with Anheuser-Busch on regulations for the bill, such as labeling growlers correctly, adding health warnings, and making sure filling stations pour to order for customers like Aaron Banks, meaning they don't pre-fill up growlers with beer. That would lead to spoilage and be an injustice, says self-proclaimed beer evangelist Steve Leback with the craft beer cellar in Columbia.
In my mind, you're doing the beer and the person who brews it a disservice by, you know, pouring it early that day and letting it sit out that day and then providing it to the consumer.
Leback says the Columbia franchise could see their sales double or triple if growler sales were made legal based on questions from their customers and information from stores in states with retail growler laws. He says the store opened with hope for a growler bill, and they've worked together with Aaron Banks in support of the bill. Leback says they and their customers are ready for healthier beer consumable at home, away from qualifying Missouri breweries that can serve growlers in the store.
For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, with Jack Howard, I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.